We're here with Broadband B&B Foods in kind of a special year this year. Grand champion country ham, Ronnie, you guys have done it again, and under a little different circumstance. Tell us a little bit about the ham this year.
Well, it was a 18-pound something ham. It was we had some good-looking hams again this year. It wasn't the ham that I liked the best, but it won its class, and, you know, that's why they have a different judge, you know, that liked it a little better than the other hams.
So obviously did not only well in that class, but did won some other classes too.
Yes, he won three other classes.
Yep. Yeah. I think a little news here that folks may not know about. You're actually transitioning to a new owner here, right?
That's right. Me and Beth, after 26 years, are retiring. And we sold to Josh Poling. And young man, it's going to be great. And he's going to be great for Broadbent.
Is there such a thing as retirement in farming in the ham business?
Well, I hope so.
Did he keep your phone number?
Well, yeah, he's got my phone number.
That's good. Well, Ronnie, congratulations. Josh, what about you? Grand champion country ham and working with Ronnie. You're learning from a great guy here, that's for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a super exciting time for me, obviously. I've been head of the company for about 30 days, so this is a really exciting way to come in. Make no mistake, today was Ronnie and Beth winning their fourth straight championship. I like to take credit for it. I like to stand up there and take my picture, but they cured that ham. They brought it to Louisville. They did everything. So this is their championship. I'm glad they got to go out on top. I don't think anybody's ever won it four times in a row, so it's really cool that they got to do it. And now I have a new goal five times in a row when it's my time to shine.
That's it. $10 million last year. Any predictions for this year?
Yeah, we just need a crazy political climate, get somebody to do something nuts, and that's what we're in for.
Josh, you and your family purchased this. Tell us why'd you want to get in the ham business?
Yeah, I'm a chef by trade. I have a restaurant in Bowling Green, and obviously I've used Broadbent products pretty much my whole career. And when I found out it was for sale, I mean, Broadbent's not just that's not just a business. That's a passion project. And I remember I went home that night and I told my wife, I said, I don't think I've ever been more born to do anything than this. And I met with Ronnie and Beth, and man, we just hit it off. And I'm not a businessman. I'm not a mover and a shaker. I'm not looking to flip a company or anything. I want to continue a Kentucky legacy. You know, we've been making country ham since 1909. We're older than most of the bourbon companies because Prohibition came in 1920. So when you talk about Kentucky love stories, Broadbent is Kentucky's love story.
Pretty exciting to take on a tradition like that too, right?
Yeah, and I mean, as a chef, it's a huge torch to be passed. I'm from West Virginia originally. My grandfather would hang hams in his barn and the hollers and everything. And, you know, we did one or two hams a year and thought we were a big deal. And so now to take over Broadbent, man, it's awesome. Spectacular.
You want to keep on that same tradition?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to hope to do some new products and everything. But the heart and soul of what we do is really great country hams, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
So if Ronnie let you keep his phone number?
Yeah, Ronnie and Beth, I mean this, they are truly just the greatest people to work with. Great mentors to me, meant a lot to me that I got to take one last picture with them up there today.
Well, I think it's fantastic. Tell us about your restaurant. You said you're in a restaurant business. What's your restaurant?
So we have a fine dining steakhouse in downtown Bowling Green. It's called Hickory and Oak, 5,200 square feet. We've been open about 8 years, made it through the pandemic, but we serve high-end beef, and we try to really tell the story of Kentucky through food. And so Broadbent is an extension of that. We start a lot of meals with a plate of Broadbent country ham, and we've done that long before I was involved with the company anyway. But you know, we serve steak, but what we really want to do, we serve 180 bourbons. We want, when you come in, we want to represent Kentucky to its fullest extent. And that doesn't necessarily mean the stereotypes of fried chicken or fried green tomatoes. And we have a lot of different cultures in Kentucky now, and we like to represent who we think we are as a state.
How'd you get into the restaurant business in general, Josh? How'd you get started there?
Yeah, well, it's weird. When I finished college, it was the recession time. It was 2008. You know, nobody could get jobs or anything. And I wanted to go to law school, had some friends that were in, couldn't get a job. And I was like, man, I don't want to do that. And so I asked myself, what do I love to do? And I love to cook for people. And so I went to culinary school in Lexington. Eventually got to come back to Bowling Green, and man, I just kind of always got really good breaks. Work hard, treat people right, and then I got some good breaks along the way.
Well, it's fantastic. I love the fact you already incorporate Broadbent ham in a lot of your dishes. Oh. That's pretty neat signature item.
Oh, no, I mean, it is, and you know, what Ronnie and Beth have done with the company, it's absolutely absurd. The first time I met with them, I mean, I told them, I said, regardless of how this works out, I said, I want you to know it's one of the biggest honors of my life sitting here today. And so I am Broadbent's number one fan, and I know I'm the owner now, but before that, I was still Broadbent's number one fan.
I tell you what, we look forward to working with you, Josh. Congratulations on winning the Grand Champion Ham, and congratulations on purchasing and carrying on the tradition here in Kentucky.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.